Why is music considered forbidden in Islam?
Music is considered haram in Islam because it can lead to distractions from worship and devotional activities, as well as promote immoral behavior such as dancing or attending venues like casinos.
What are some examples of activities where music is commonly used but is prohibited in Islam?
Music is often used in activities like dancing, attending football games, or playing games that require music before they start, all of which are discouraged in Islam.
How does listening to music affect our spirituality and focus on worship?
Listening to music can divert our attention away from Allah and hinder our ability to focus on prayer and other religious obligations.
Why is it important for teenagers to understand the prohibition of music in Islam?
It's important for teenagers to understand so they can make informed choices that align with Islamic principles and avoid engaging in activities that may lead them away from the teachings of Islam.
How can teenagers resist peer pressure to engage in activities involving music?
Teenagers can resist peer pressure by staying firm in their beliefs, surrounding themselves with like-minded friends, and finding alternative activities that are in accordance with Islamic teachings.
What are the spiritual dangers of indulging in music-related activities?
Indulging in music-related activities can weaken one's spirituality, lead to a decrease in religious commitment, and distance individuals from their faith.
How can teenagers channel their energy and creativity into halal, permissible, activities?
Teenagers can channel their energy and creativity into activities such as sports, arts, volunteering, and learning about Islam, which are encouraged and permissible in Islam.
What are some alternative forms of entertainment that align with Islamic principles?
Alternative forms of entertainment include reading beneficial books, spending time with family and friends, engaging in outdoor activities, and participating in community service.
How does the prohibition of music contribute to maintaining a wholesome and righteous society?
The prohibition of music helps promote a society based on morality, righteousness, and devotion to Allah, fostering an environment conducive to spiritual growth and well-being.
What role do parents and mentors play in guiding teenagers away from music-related activities?
Parents and mentors play a crucial role in educating teenagers about the harms of music and providing guidance and support to help them make virtuous choices.
How can teenagers educate themselves about the Islamic perspective on music?
Teenagers can educate themselves by studying Islamic texts, attending lectures or seminars on Islamic ethics, and seeking guidance from knowledgeable scholars and elders.
What are some practical steps teenagers can take to avoid music-related activities?
Practical steps include avoiding environments where music is prevalent, politely declining invitations to events involving music, and finding halal alternatives for entertainment.
How does understanding the wisdom behind the prohibition of music strengthen teenagers' faith?
Understanding the wisdom behind the prohibition reinforces teenagers' faith by helping them recognize the importance of obedience to Allah's commands and the preservation of spiritual purity.
How can teenagers explain the Islamic stance on music to their peers?
Teenagers can explain by sharing knowledge about the harmful effects of music on spirituality and encouraging their peers to consider alternative forms of entertainment that are in line with Islamic values.
What are the long-term consequences of indulging in music-related activities?
Indulging in music-related activities can have long-term consequences such as desensitization to sin, spiritual distancing from Allah, and difficulty in breaking away from harmful habits.
How can teenagers contribute to creating a more spiritually aware and righteous community?
Teenagers can contribute by setting a positive example, promoting Islamic values among their peers, and actively participating in initiatives that promote spiritual growth and moral integrity.
How does adherence to Islamic teachings regarding music lead to personal growth and self-discipline?
Adherence to Islamic teachings fosters personal growth and self-discipline by instilling a sense of responsibility, self-control, and commitment to living a life that pleases Allah.
What guidance does Islam provide for teenagers seeking fulfillment and joy without music?
Islam provides guidance by encouraging teenagers to seek fulfillment and joy through acts of worship, service to others, cultivating positive relationships, and engaging in wholesome activities that nurture the soul.
How can teenagers find strength and resilience in their faith when faced with societal pressures regarding music?
Teenagers can find strength and resilience in their faith by deepening their connection with Allah through prayer, seeking support from fellow believers, and remaining steadfast in their commitment to Islamic principles.